McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hong Kong rejects an electoral reform package. Hong Kong lawmakers have overwhelmingly rejected electoral changes supported by the Chinese government. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
Legislators in Hong Kong vetoed the proposal for election reform, calling it fake democracy and universal suffrage. The legislative debate had drawn about 1,000 protesters to government offices this week, both in support and against the plan, which calls for nominees for the city's chief executive to be elected by committee. Many legislators were not present for the afternoon vote, which happened earlier than expected. 28 legislators voted against the plan, 8 voted in support, and 1 abstained. Shannon Van Sant, Hong Kong.
The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted 218 to 208 to give President Barack Obama fast-track authority to complete a trade pact with 11 Pacific Rim countries. The vote means Congress retains authority to accept or reject the agreement, but not make changes to it. The Senate passed a U.S. defense policy bill Thursday over a veto threat from President Barack Obama. The vote was 71 to 25. The $612 billion measure includes military aid and weapons for Ukrainian forces fighting Russian-backed rebels. It also improves retirement plans for servicemen and women. Also Thursday, Senate Democrats blocked a bill that approves the actual funds for the Pentagon for 2016. Security forces in Somalia halted an attack Thursday by al-Shabaab militants targeting a political conference in the central town of Adado. Authorities said one attacker blew himself up at the gate of a meeting site and 3 gunmen tried to gain entry. Security forces killed them before they made it into the building. This is VOA News. The white man suspected of killing 9 people late Wednesday at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, has been caught. A manhunt for 21-year-old Dylan Storm Roof ended in the neighboring state of North Carolina. President Obama spoke Thursday about the tragedy. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
President Obama appeared somber as he addressed reporters the day after a white gunman opened fire on black churchgoers in Charleston in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina.
We don't have all the facts, but we do know that, once again, innocent people were killed in part because someone who wanted to inflict harm had no trouble getting their hands on a gun.
Federal officials are investigating the shootings as a hate crime. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
International creditors demanded Thursday that Greece propose economic reforms that could break the impasse in bailout talks. Greece has been denied an additional delay or a grace period in making a payment to the International Monetary Fund. Finance ministers from the Eurozone and the heads of the IMF and the European Central Bank are preparing for a crisis meeting in Luxembourg. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming to prevent environmental ruin to the earth. In an official letter, the pontiff supported scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity. He said that climate change could lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems. He called for an end to what he said is a culturally perverse economic system in which the world's wealthiest countries exploit the poorest, leaving the earth looking, quoting now, more and more like an immense pile of filth. More than 2,000 troops from 9 NATO nations are on the march in Poland. They are participating in the first exercise of NATO's new Rapid Response Force. Alliance leaders say the exercises are intended to reassure Eastern European member countries rattled by Russia's role in the Ukraine crisis. Chad said Thursday its military carried out retaliatory airstrikes against Boko Haram militants in neighboring Nigeria. The strikes are in reaction to suicide bombings earlier this week in the Chadian capital that killed at least 33 people. The head of the UN's Commission of Inquiry on Syria says that nation is at a bitter and murderous stalemate. In an opinion article in The Guardian, Paolo Pinheiro complained that countries with the ability to help find a solution to the Syrian civil war are actually fueling the conflict. And the United Nations Refugee Agency says a record number of people worldwide have been displaced by war, violence, and persecution. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news! It's